Okay, today's daf is Tmur daf Yud Dalet, and we are starting the second perek. We're starting the second perek on Maseches Tmura as we begin. Yesh b'karbanos, says the Mishnah. Yesh b'karbanos yachid, sheh b'karbanos atzibur. Yesh b'karbanos atzibur, sheh b'karbanos yachid. There are some halachas that apply only to karbanos tzibur. There are some halachas that only apply to karbanos yachid. Why are we talking about this? This is a perfect segue. We were just talking about in the previous Mishnah, at the end of the previous parak, that a tzibur cannot be osa tzmura. So this parak continues right in from there. We're generalizing our discussion, saying that is one of the halachas that apply to a yachid and not to a tzibur, that a yachid could create tzmura and tzibur cannot. But now we're going to talk about a few things that each of them have unique against the other one. Says the Mishnah, Shekarbanus hayachid osid tmura. Karbanus yachid have the power to create tmura. The ain karbanus hatzibur osid tmura. Karbanus hatzibur cannot create tmura. As we had yesterday, and then we had the discussion of the Rambam and the Beis Halevi, the Ode, about why that is, how does that work with the source, because the Rambam Shita is that they are only excluded from the Aseh, but they are included in the Los Aseh, which was problematic, because the Los Aseh is the source for singular. Right, lo yachlif out of a lo yamer oso. That was the difficulty we had yesterday, and the Beis Halevi gave an answer, but that's the shita of the Rambam. But the Mishnah says, at least on some level, carbon yachid can make a tumura and not a carbon sibur. Carbonus hayachid nohagos bein bezachar and bein menakevis. Carbonus yachid could be males or females, all the different animals. A yachid can bring a carbon ola, that's a zachar. You can bring a shlamim, could be a zachar or an akeva. Right, carbon yachid could be whatever one wants. The carbon is at sibur in an organ of the zacharim. Carbon is sibur are only knowing by zacharim. Right, zacharim go to carbon sibur's, so they're mostly olos. They're mostly olos, but Rashi points out that there's one shlamim that's a carbon sibur, but that's also male. And that the kipsi atzeres, the sheep that are brought along with the shtei halechem on shvuas. But they're all male when it comes to carbonos sibur. Next, Karbanos Hayachid Chayiv Ba'achriyusan. Karbanos Yachid, one is Chayiv Ba'achrayus. What does that mean? So Rashi says it means if you have a carbon that's Kavua Lahen Zman by a carbon Yachid, if the time passes, you got to make it up the next day. That's Chayiv Ba'achriyusan. If you didn't bring it at the proper time, usually Chayiv Ba'achrayus means if it's lost. But here, it's be a little differently. If I didn't bring it in the proper time, so then I bring it the next day, I'm chayav achrayis. This yeshlan tashlumin, we would call it. Uba achrayis niskayem. And also there's achrayis to the wine libations, the nisuch that has to be brought with a carbon yachid. Not only are you chayav achrayis of the animals themselves, but also of the nezachim. For carbon is at sibur, in chayavin b'achrayusan, velo b'achrayis niskayem. No one is not chayav b'achrayis. What does that mean? That means if I don't bring the carbon sibur in its proper time, it's finished. As we say, avar zmano batal karbano. If I don't bring the carbon tamid and it's already nighttime, I'm finished. There's no tashlumin by the carbon tamid. Davening has more flexibility than the carbon tamid. If I miss mincha, I can daven two myers. If I miss the carbon tamid, I can't bring extra avarim pedarim at night to make up for it. So says the, that's ein achaye bachar yusan. And what is that achaye bachar is of the nesachim, except for but if the carbon has been brought, then it's my responsibility to bring the nesachim. But that could even be 10 days later, as we've had a number of times. But that's the Gemara is going to bring it up again. That is, again, the difference between carbon yachid and carbon tzibur. Stop there for a minute. What are the examples of a carbon yachid that has kavua lahem zman? What's carbon yachid kavua lahem zman? So, if you would have asked us, without looking at Rashi, maybe we would have said the carbon of Yantif, Olas Re'iyah, Shalmei Chagiga, the carbon that you bring on a Yantif. So that's Kavur Lem Zman, at least on Yantif, within Yantif. So it's not one day, but that's Kavur. What other carbonos are there of a carbon Yachid that's Kavur Lem Zman? Can the Yachid bring carbonos whatever he wants? So says Rashi. Rashi is in the first skinny line. Kegon carbon Olas Yoledes, the carbonus Mitzora, im Avar Shmini Shelo, Yachul Lahakrivo La'achar Zman. Fascinating. What does Rashi seem to say? That a Yoledes or a Mitzora, any of those types of Mechusrei Kippurim that have to bring a carbon on day 8, we say, it seems from Rashi, it has a L'charchil Zman and a B'dievet Zman. I would have said a Yoledes. Whenever she had a baby, she finishes her day. She finishes her 40 or 80 days. So then she has to bring a carbon whenever she wants to go into the Beis HaMikdash or eat a carbon. But otherwise, no. But Rashi seems to say beferish. Rashi, but giving those examples, what does Rashi say? That there is a set time for a Yoledes, for a Mitzora. There's a set time. What do you mean? So this relates also to what we said yesterday a little bit. Some mitzvahs are matirim, some mitzvahs are mitzvos. So I would have said a carbon of a mitzora, that's a matir. It's a matir. A matir to go into the Beis HaMikdash. A matir to eat a carbon. But then if it's a matir, then it shouldn't make a difference. It shouldn't be so dachuf to bring it on the first day that I can. It's not like bris milah. You got to do it on day 8. I'm an RL. No, I bring a carbon today. I'm in a state of tumah. Maybe it is true. It's a mitzvah. And being in a state that I'm not allowed to eat a carbon or go to the Beis HaMikdash, that itself is a state that I have to try to get out of. Who points this out? The Brisker Rav. Says the Grizz right here. The first piece in this in the second parak says the Brisker Rav. Umuchach midvarav elu diyesh mitzvah lahakriv bishmini shelo dizenechshav kavua lozman velo rakti miyom hashmini kasher lahavi karbonosav, and not just on the eighth day it's kasher to bring them. Eladazmanu biyom hashmini. That's the day. If you messed up, then you're chayv bachrayis. But that is an important ha'ara that the Brisker Rav points out on Rashi, that even by these karbanos, which don't seem to be so kavua lahem zman, Rashi calls them kavua lahem zman. If you look in the Mari Kirkus here in Mechusre Kapara, where this is described, the Rambam talks about, again, Hilchot Mechusre Kapara are about, as you would have guessed, the four Mechusre Kapara. Zav, Zav, Yoledes, Mitzora. Those are the four Mechusre Kapara. And each one is a separate mitzvah. I say the Rambam counts. We discussed in Mitzvah Shir that the Ramban argues on this. Just count the Mechusre Kapara has to bring a carbon. And then the detail of the mitzvah is who they are. The Ramban says you don't count those who are chayav a carbon chata separately. Right? All the, 30 plus people who are chayav karbon chatas, you count them separately. The onshim. So why do you count it here? But the Rambam does. Rambam counts it separately. Zava, Yoledes, Zav, and Mitzora. Arbahe nikri mechuzer kapara. We're going to get to a Mishnah in Maseches Krisus, in a couple of weeks, where the Mishnah has another daya. I think it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says that there's a fifth one, and that's a ger. A ger is also mechuzer kapara. So a ger b'zman hazeh is chayav a karbon. Right, any Ger B'zman HaZeh has to write down in his notebook that Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, he's got to have to bring a carbon. Just like every Yoledes. Every woman who has a baby, B'zman HaZeh, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, they have to bring their sets of carbonus. But when somebody has five kids, they have to bring five sets of carbonus. But there's no, like here, it's Kavu Azman, but Tashlumen. Never, there's no statute of limitations to carbonos Yoledes. Right, whenever you can bring it, you can bring it. So the Rambam says, in the beginning of Mechusre Kapara, he quotes these four, and then he quotes Halacha Beis. Ger Shemol V'Taval V'Adayin Lohivi Karbano Af Al Pishu Asar Lechol V'Kachim Achiyavi Karbano Eino Mechusre Kapara. The Rambam says, I know there's another Shita out there, but I don't hold of it. How often does the Rambam do this? He makes sure that we understand that we don't paskin like that shita. This is not a Mechusre Kapara. Shekarbano ikvo lios ger gamur velios kechol kesheire Yisrael. Umibnei ze eino ocha bekachim. Sheadayin lo nase kekesheire Yisrael. Vekivet sheyavi kaparaso v'yasi Yisrael kasher ocha bekachim. Amazing explanation. The Rambam says, what is the carbon of a ger doing? It's even more than Mechusre Kapara. And that's why it doesn't count as one of the Mechusre Kapara. What does Mechusre Kapara mean? I'm a Jew. I didn't have Eira. I went through a certain event. Yoledes and Zav, Vechulu. But the Rambam says, what does the Karban Ger do? It prevents him from being a complete Jew. Shekarbano akvo lihios ger gomor. Meaning, in what way? He can get an aliyah, he can count for a minion, he can do everything. The only part that he can't do is eat a carbon. And going to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not so l'maisa. It doesn't really affect him, b'zman hazeh. But that's an amazing formulation. He says, Shekarbano ikvol lios ger gomor v'lios kechol shaar Yisrael. And that's why he's even more serious than Mechusre Kippurim. That's why it's not called one of the Mechusre Kippurim. That's the Rambam. But if you look three halachas later, the Rambam says, this halacha based on our Mishnah, imeviya karbana betoch malos lo yaseh. If she brings her carbon too early, it doesn't count. And right, if she brings it on day 20, she brings it before her days are finished. But the Rambam says, as we know, whenever the time of Yamim Elu below Aviyah Kaparasan, Har Elu Makrivi Kaparasan Lachazman, she can bring it whenever she wants, Chazman she lekrivi chatasan, Asur Lacha Bakachim. Until she brings her carpet, she can add Ikachim. Says the Mari Kirkus on the Rambam, Vadavar Barur, to be Mechusre Kapara, Ein Omrim, Avar Yoma Bata Karbano. You don't say that. Dechik Siv Krab Yomashmini, Ubimelos Yimetara, Haidu Shalo Yaviu Kodem. It just means not earlier. But not that it's so important to bring it today. Inami l'mitzvah shelo ya'achru. Okay, you can if you want. Avalam ichru mivien b'chozman sheyizdamein lahem kasher mochiyeh b'kamadinim. So he sounds less than Rashi. Doesn't sound like he's formulating it as kavua lahem zman. Doesn't sound, it's l'mitzvah. That's less of a lashon than kavua lahem zman. Again, there are other examples l'char that Rashi could have given, but he gives those examples.
What would the rabbi say about gerim zman as if it's ba'achvom milos?
He's Makbel Milos Yisrael Gomer, but I think he's 98% Yisrael Gomer, meaning for all intents and purposes. Right? There's no other nafgamina bizman hazeh, right, that he wouldn't be able to do. Kenny Karban Pesach, Kenny Karbanus anyway. That's included. That's not bizman hazeh. So including most other things, every other thing, he's a Jew. And that's why we haven't heard today that a ger is limited. He still can't marry a Gioris, can't marry a Kohen.
So Bisman HaMikdash, what was his limitation then?
Bisman HaMikdash, he can't go into the base of Mikdash and he can't eat Karbanos. That's Mechusre Kapara. That's by all Mechusre Kapara, it applies. But by all the other Mechusre Kapara, they're fully Jewish. And this is just a din that's prevented. This, by a ger, the din reflects a chisaron in the Kedusha. In the Kedusha's Yisrael. Okay. Says the Mishnah, continuing. Second wide line. Yesh b'karbanas atzibur, masha'im b'karbanas ayachin. Now we're going the other way. What does a kiyabon tzibur have that a karban yachin does not have? Shekarbanas atzibur, dochen es ha-shabbos v'esatumah. Karban tzibur are brought on Shabbos. Karban tamid is brought on Shabbos, even though it includes malachas. V'esatumah. Karban tzibur is dochet tumah. V'karbanas yachin in and dochet, lo es ha-shabbos, lo es ha-tumah. Karban yachin does not. Let's finish the machlokas and make a comment. Amar Rabbi Meir, what do you mean? I could come up with something that breaks this rule. V'halo chavite kohen gadol, the special carbon mincha that the kohen gadol brings half every morning, half every afternoon. Chavite kohen gadol uparshal yom kippurim, and the special cow that the yom kippur that the kohen gadol brought on yom kippur. Carbon es hayachid hein v'dochas as a Shabbos v'satuma. You see, those are carbon yachids, and yet they're doche. So the rule isn't tzibur is doche, yachid isn't doche. Says Rabbi Meir, there's a different rule. Ella Shezmano kavua. No, the reason is that if it's kavua lahem zman, even a carbon yachid is docha. And that's these two. Mashenkin, if it's not zman kavua, so that it's not docha, even betzibor. For example, Rashi quotes, parhalam davar shel tzibor. A carbon broad on the behalf of Bezdin if they made a mistake, or si'iwe avodas kochavim, some of those are carbon tzibors, and they're not kavua lahem zman, so they're not docha. So Rabbi Meir says, the ikar is zman kavua, eino zman kavua. Aye, so get back to the other question, right? Would he say that the carbon yachids that are zman kavua, they would be able to be docha? L'chore not. Can't go that far. At least zman kavua in terms of one side, Rabbi Meir means. That if it's zman kavua, even if it is these carbon yachids. These carbon yachids are doche. You might say, and what would the Rabban, what would the Tanakama answer to Rabbi Meir? Tanakama knows these halachas, so Tanakama might say, these carbon is smack of tzibur-ish. They're a little carbon tzibur-like. The Kohen Gadol, he's the representative of all of Klal Yisrael. Right? These are the Chavite Kohen Gadol. So that's why. These are different. These are unique type of carbon yachids. Because after all, the Tanakhama would say back, what about my examples of Yoledes? Those can't be brought on Shabbos. Those aren't Docha Shabbos and Tumah. So this machlokes might be about general rules of yachid and tzibur, but also might be about the nature of these two karbanos. These two karbanos being total, they are carbon yachids, but maybe they have an aspect of a carbon tzibur. Just like carbon Pesach, the Gemara says in Psachim. Carbon Pesach is a carbon yachid, but it's asi b'knufya, the Gemara says. It's brought with a big gathering. Everybody brings this carbon yachid. So it has some type of tzibur aspect sometime. Okay, but it's interesting discussion related to these two karbanos. Just one ha'ara on the Mishnah, the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnah, he says, what does it mean, babatuma? If rov kohanim are tamei. That was the Rambam says here, and the Rishash says, I don't know where the Rambam gets that from. Rov tzibur atame, rov kohanim. So let the minority of kohanim do everything. They'll be very busy. So the Rashash just argues, and he knows the Rambam says the same thing in Pirshim Rishayim Samsachim. But that's the Rambam. In both places, here and there, he says, Tumah here means Rov Kohanim B'Tumah, and the Rashash here does not like it. We continue. Karban Yachid Oset Tumur V'chulu V'klalahu. Is this a real klal? According to the Tanakhama, that a Karban Yachid is Oset Tumura? We had in the previous mission of Ahari Ofos to Karban Yachid V'en Oset Tumura. Ofos are carbon yachid and they don't create tsumuras. The Gemara says no. Kiktani bibehema ktani. Within behema, so then carbon yachids are all oset tsumura. What do you mean by vlad to carbon yachid uvein oset tsumura? What do you mean about a vlad? Carbon has a baby, so then there's no oset tsumura there either. So the Gemara says no. Maybe our mishnah is hamani Rabbi Yehuda who he damar vlad oset tsumura. Maybe our mishnah is according to Rabbi Yehuda who said earlier that a vlad is oset tsumura. I've already tsumura atzma. To carbon yachid he, vein tmura oset tmura. What about tmura itself? Is a carbon yachid and ain tmura oset tmura, as we've said? So the Gemara answers, no, kiktani be'ikr zivchaktani. We're talking about carbon yachids that are the source of their kedusha. Be'ikr zivchaktani. And therefore, we're not including tmura. And also says the Gemara, Hashadah says lahachi. Now that we've gotten to this answer, afilu tamer rabbanon, even according to the rabbanon, vlad is also not beikar zivchaktani. And therefore, you don't have to come up to say, oh, it's Rabbi Yehuda shita. Even the rabbanon, vlad and tmura are excluded because they're not beikar zivchaktani. What was the havamina? What was the havamina? So maybe this relates to our chakira. How do you look at tmura? Is tmura just a? Is it a new hakdasha? That's based on the previous animal, a new Akdasha, or is it a hemshech and a stretching of the earlier animal's kedusha? Maybe that's the Havamina Maskana here. No, we're talking, we need Iker Zivcha, this is not Iker Zivcha. What the Havamina think? Maybe the Havamina thought it was a little bit of Iker Zivcha. And it's not exactly parallel. And it's different than a Vlad. That was the Havamina. Kamash Mullah, no, they're both not Iker Zivcha. Next. Carbon as a yachid noagos, bein v'zacharim u'bein menekeves. Carbon as a yachid, men, males and females. All carbon yachids, meaning a shlamim. A shlamim is the classic carbon yachid, and it can be male and female. V'klalahu, v'hari ola, the carbon yachidu, v'zachar asya, the lo asya. What about ola? You can bring an ola as a carbon nedava, as a carbon yachid, and olas are only males. Can't bring them as females. How can you say all yachids are males? So the Gemara said, no, ha'ika olas ha'of. No, there are olas that are females. Olas ha'of. Titania, tamus v'zachris bibehema ve tamus v'zachris ba'ofos. There's only tamus v'zachris males. Completeness, tamus, ends up meaning balmum. That concept applies to animals. Right? Birds only have machus or aver. And zachris, the limit to zachris, only applies to behemoths and not to ofos. Ofos are flexible. Interesting. By ola, it's come out, everything is opposite. Behema and oaf. Where do you do Zrikas Adam? Opposite, above or below. Where do you do, right, males, they're different. Only males, males and females. Where do you do the Shechita? Right, you do the Malika versus Shechita. Everything is different, but Ofos and Behemoths. Says the Gemara, Vahare Chatos, the carbon yachid, even a keva, asya, zachar, lo asya. What about Chatos? The opposite problem. Chatos is a carbon yachid, and they come only females. Not males. Where is it? No, ha'ika seir nasi demaisi zachar. No, there's one carbon chatas out there that is a zachar, and again, that's why it doesn't violate the rule. V'ika asham yachid the zachar asi nekeva lo asi. What about carbon asham, which is also yachid and it's only male, which makes it like an ola in that way. We've discussed various times. The asham is similar to ola in some ways and similar to chatas in other ways. So here it's similar to ola in that it's a zachar. So Gemara said, no, ki kamri rabban on karban de shavi bein biyachar bein mitzibur. We're only talking about a karban which can theoretically apply to yachar and sibur. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Yitzibur has it, yachar doesn't have it. So that's why you could talk about olas and shlamims and chatos, because they apply to both. Asham. There's no such thing as an Ashen Sibur. Ashen di biyachid isa b'tzibur lesa. So that's not on the radar of the Mishnah. Because that's something that only applies to a yachid, and that's therefore we're not comparing those types of karbanos. V'bayasema, or the other more simple answer, to answer all these questions, mikatani kol karbanos, yesh b'karbanos katani. Umayni ushlamim, v'bayi nekeva maisi, v'bayi zachar maisi. When it makes these rules, it means there are some yes, there are some no. It doesn't mean every single carbon yachid is going to be a zachar. Right? It means certain ones. Good. Karbanos yachid chayavin b'achrayuson v'chulim. You know what I mean? So how do I know that a karban yachid chayav b'achrayus? Again, what does that mean in this context? If I didn't bring the karban yachid at the first moment that I could have, I could bring it later. You don't say, I blew it. But by a carbon seber, I blow it. If I didn't bring the carbon tamid today, finish. If I didn't bring the musaf today, sorry, I finished. That's the concept of avar zmano, batel karbano. That's the havamina of the Gemara, if you remember, on the first amud in the fourth parak in Maseches Brachos, where the Gemara is a havamina that you can't make up tefillah if you miss the zman. Avar zmano, batel karbano. Don't you compare tefillah and karbanos? Kamash malan, tefillah is a little more flexible. We have a little more flexibility by tefillah. We have yeshlam tashlumin. We have tashlumin by tefillah, so it's okay. We don't go as far as the Arabs. The Arabs have tashlumin even more than one tefillah. The guy told you once. I remember one time I was with an Arab taxi driver in New York, and he's driving, and all of a sudden I forgot if he got out or he was coming out. So he just prayed. I'm like, wow, you pray in the middle of the day. He's like, yeah, most of the time I don't get a chance to. I'm like, really? So what do you do? He's like, oh, I do it all at night. I'm like, do it everything at night? He's like, yeah, I do five times at night. I'm like, really? I'm like, we don't have such a flexible, tefillah flexibility. You know, they're like, they say, if you're doing the work, they're osek b'parnasa pater min tefillah. So we don't go that far. We're like, no, tough luck. You gotta go daven mincha. Okay. And they might even have it as lachan chila, not just a bidyevit, if you missed it. I'm not sure. I didn't get into that detailed with him. Maybe I thought it was going to be violate the isser of teaching Talmud Torah to non-Jews. Okay. Mino ani mili. So how do I know that a carbon yachid is flexibility? The Tana Rabbanon Dvar Yom Biyomo Milamecha Kol Hayom Kashel Musafin. Dvar Yom Biyomo teaches me that every day, the entire day, is kasher for the musaf. Right? Dvar Yom Biyomo is talking about that. Biyomo Milamed Shim Avar Hayom Velo Hevian Einu Chayav B'Achrayusan. If the day passed by a carbon sibur, then I'm not chayav b'achrayus. Not only am I not chayav, I can't bring it. You might think that if you brought the karban, you don't have to worry about the nisachim. Tamalomar minchasam v'niskehem balayla. It says minchasam v'niskehem even balayla. Minchasam v'niskehem lomachar, and minchasam v'niskehem could even be the next day. Lomachar be brought. Rish Lakish Amar Eachar. Rish Lakish says a little differently. A different pasuk to teach me. Milvad shapsos Hashem. Besides the Shapsos Hashem, that's the pasuk at the end of Emor. What does that mean? So Rashi explains the song about a case where Yontif falls out on Sunday, and I wasn't makriv the Nesachim from the Shabbos Karbanos on Shabbos. So that's what this is referring to. Besides the Shapsos Hashem Nesachim, you can bring the Yontif Nesachim also. So that pasuk is teaching me that the Nesachim of a Karban that was brought yesterday can be brought today. Not only today, but even for, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Mikan Varasar Yamin. Okay, so that is two sources we have. Reish Lakish and the Tanakama. Vitzricha, why do you need two sources for? To teach me that once a carbon is brought, then the Nesachim you can bring and you're obligated to bring afterwards, within 10 days. Vitzricha. Di'i, Katzav Rachmano, Milvat Shapsos Hashem. If I only had the second pasuk, Hava Amina Bayom Inu Balayla Lo, I might have thought you could only bring them Bayom, a day afterwards, but not during the night. That's why you have the extra pasuk to teach me even at night. The ikas of Rachmana min chasam and iskayhem. Lo kasam milvat shapsos Hashem, hava amina balayla in biyamam alo. I would have thought only at night. Only the following night. Why would I have thought that? Umayshna mishun debakachim laila holach acharayom. I would have thought this is the teaching me that you can bring the nasach in the following night, because after all, by kachim, the following night is included. How long do I have to eat a carbon chatas? If I was a Kohen. Day and the following night. That's it. Because nights go after the previous yom in kachim. Trichi. So that's why you need both psukim to teach me it could be done at night, but not just the following night. We day and night for the next couple of days.
Have that flexibility. Wait on Shabbos?
So a couple of points. Number one, Tosfos says in Rosh Hashanah that they did not wait. Tosfos says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed, that one should not wait with the Nesachim. Because if you wait with the Nesachim, you can't sing Shira. And the only way to get Shira is bringing it on time, and therefore you should not wait. Said Tosfos, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed. We discussed this before. V'nir Ali, Delechad Chila, Yesh Lavi Nesachim, Im HaZevach. Demevi Balayla, Ein Yochalom HaShira. Kedamrina, Perak Sheni De'erachin. Arachin, makapar bayom, avshir bayom, ulamachar nami, imeviya, mi boil on asam. And even if you bring it the next day, it's a suffix. And therefore, one should bring it on time. Once you bring it on time. Then he says, quotes different examples of this. Then he says, why does the Gemara seem to say, lechachila? Bring your carbon today, bring your nesachim in a week and a half. No, hani mili carbon yachid. Dein tarin shira anyway. Dein omrim shira el al carbon sibur, hakavu alam zman. But by a carbon sibur, you gotta bring it, so lechore it would be done even on Shabbos. Including also, you have the issue of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Mitzvah b'shaita, you always have to try to do everything in its proper time. Two other points. Number one, what's the source for b'kadshim halayla holech achar hayom milafanav? How do you know that? We know the source the other way. How do you know that usually the day follows the previous night? Vahi erev, vahi voker. What's the source the other way? That by kadshim, you have the yom is the halayla holech achar hayom shalafanav. Right here, Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Gershom. Rashi says, what's the source? Third wide line in Rashi. Dichsiv, Bayom Karbano Yeachel, Lo Sosir Mimenu Ad Boker. Alma Kalaila Kar Yom Karbano. When does something become nosar for you to burn it in the morning? That means that the previous night was okay, wasn't nosar yet. You can still burn it, so it's connected. Rashi says the source is the Pasuk by Nosar, third wide line. If you look in the Rabbeinu Gershom here, he says no, but kachin la'chokar ayom, because a different pasuk from Emor, umeyom hashmini v'hala yeiratzeh l'karbani shel Hashem. The source for mechusar zman, you can't bring a carbon until it's 8 days old, and it says umeyom hashmini v'hala, meaning the previous night leil shmona is as if it's day 7, and therefore that is the makar, the two different makaras, one from Rashi and one from Rabbeinu Gershom. Good. The Briska Rav asks, just on the previous Gemara that we glossed over, the first line of the Brisa, Dvar Yom Biyomo, Melamed Shekala Yom Kasher L'Musafin. Right, what did the Pasuk say in the first, right after the two dots we had? You can bring the Musaf the whole day. Ask the Briska Rav, what do you need a separate Pasuk for to teach me that you can bring the Musaf the whole day? That applies by every Karban. Gemara in Megillah tells us, Biyom Tzavoso. Right, Biyom. Every carbon, you have a special makar that a chatas has to be brought by day, and it can be brought the whole day. And an ola can be brought the whole day, every carbon. What is your pasuk by a carbon musa for? That's the question. So says the Briska Rav, you needed a pasuk because yontif starts, as we know, the night before. So by all other carbonas, which don't have anything to do with that day, okay, the special din, bring it by day. But by Yontif, you need an extra pasuk. Because what happens, asked the Briska Rav, if you would bring the carbon Leil Yontif? There are some shitas out there that say usually if it's just a problem of night, im ala lo teirid. If it went up on the Mizbeach, then it doesn't come down. Remember, we had a whole parak about this topic, the ninth parak of Zvachim. HaMizbeach v'kadish es haroilo. And if it goes up there, it achieves some Kedusha. So says the Briska Rav, that's why you need an extra pasuk. If you just have the pasuk of nighttime, there's a psul laila, then you'd say b'di evidim alolo teirid. If it was brought leil yantif. Kamashlan, we have this pasuk, biyomo, to teach me that the night leil yantif is not just a psul yantif, it's a psul that is mechusar zman of the time he's supposed to bring this karban. And everybody would agree him ala teirid. If it will go down, because it's not yantif yet, regarding Hilchos Karbanos. That's the why you need an extra pasuk by Musaf to teach me that. That's what it's adding. Okay.
One second before we go, I thought by the Tanakhami he seemed to say that you had multiple mentions of the words Minchas Aviniskeihem.
You have multiple mentions. What teaches me? One teaches me even at night. One teaches me even Lamachar.
Right. Lamachar meaning what? Not day.
Lamach, well, if you would have just...
Right. If I only would have had...
You would have found that, you would have thought Lamachar meaning that the night before. The night after. That was the Havamina, right. We said Lamachar maybe once Lamaskana, once we have both, that's what is occluding. You're right. If you just have that one, the Gemara says the Havamina is that it wouldn't have been really Lamachar. Next. Unisachem ikari balayla, 1 minute. Could you bring the Sachem at night? What can you bring at night? Dvarim that is derech to bring at night. Kagon evarim upadarim shemakrivim mivo hashemesh, that you burn the evarim upadarim at night after the sun goes down. Umis achlin v'holkin kol alayla, and it gets consumed the entire night. Kol alayla kulo dvarim shedarkan likariv bayom but items that usually are brought by day, kagona, komets, v'alavona, the komets of a karbon mincha, lavona, the frankincense, u'manchas nesachim, shema'alon, mevo hashemesh, that you bring these, mevo hashemesh, when the sun goes down. One second, parenthetically. Mevo hashemesh, lakadaitach. These things aren't brought after the sun goes down. V'yamet dvarim shedakad likar bayom ninu. The Brisa is trying to give you examples of things brought by day. So we're saying, you're right. Ela im bo hashemesh. Which means, right before the sun goes down. Shemis achlin behochlin kolalai lominain. How do I know that items, daytime goes by daytimes, and nighttimes go by nighttimes? Tamalomar zos torres haola riba. So that's included. So what do you see from this list? Ketani mia nesachim bayom. Minchas nesachim are one of the things that must be by day. So how can you say it's brought at night, that it can be brought at night? So Amirami Brachama Lokasha Kanli Kadesh Kanli Karif. Answer number one, maybe there's a difference. It can be sanctified at night, but it cannot be hukrav on the Mizbeach at night. That's the difference. So Amalei Rava, one second. Why does that work? E mikdash kachi keruve mikravi. No, they usually go together. Whatever can be sanctified at night can be hukrav at night. V'yotanya ze'aklal kalakari bayom ein kadosh ala bayom. V'chalakari balayla kadosh balayla. Right, anything that is brought by a certain time period, it can be hukdash at that time period. Bein b'yom b'am b'layla, something that could be hukdash, hukrav, day or night, kadosh, bein b'yom b'am b'layla. Right, so what is the, I don't understand. So why is the nesachim is, if it's hukdash b'layla, it should be able to be hukrav b'layla. Elo amir Rav Yosef, you're right. Sami minchas nesachim yamasisa. Delete. This is the makar for delete in Shas. Right here. Erase it. Sami mikan. Right? It doesn't belong there. Take it off the list of Dvarim Shebayom. Really, it could be even brought at night. I saw some Rishonim say, this isn't a hard and fast rule. Am I allowed to be mokdish a carbon at night? Mokdish. Really, let's say I'm home in my backyard. I want to bring my cow as a carbon. Am I allowed to be mokdish at night? The answer is yes. So that you can only be hooker of it by day. So what we're talking about here is only Kedushas Kli. Kedushas Peh can be done even by Lila. Kedushas Peh doesn't have this rule. I saw in the Knesset Rishonim, they quote some Rishonim from elsewhere that make that distinction. This whole discussion here is only by Hakdoshas Kli. By Hakdoshas Peh, it can be even done at night. Period.
Evarimu
Pedarim, will a Chachila
burned at night?
Evarimu Pedarim. Meaning, if you didn't do it by day, or you should try the leftovers. It's not very, no. Like, even if not, let's say it was a busy day, you want to wait till the night. Obviously, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, right? What the Gemara says elsewhere that you're allowed to do it by day, even if it's Shabbos, even though it's a malacha.
It says,
meaning, even if, let's say, even lachadchila after the sun went down.
Sounds like that's what you do. That's what they did.
Right. That it's usually you could say, look, it was very busy in the Beis Hamikdash, so they didn't get to do this. They're trying to do all the shechitas and the zrikas adams while they can, because those cannot be done later. Good. Kisalik Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechel Rav Yirmiya, to Yosef HaKamar Mishved Rav Yishua ben Levi, he found Rav Yirmiya who said the following, Minaylan Nesachim Haboim Mamazevach, Shein Kriven El Bayom, how do I know that Nesachim that are brought with the carbon have to be by day? Maybe the Nesachim that are brought afterwards could be by night. But Nesachim that are brought with the carbon only by daytime, Malomar, Ulanis Kechem, Ulashal Mechem, we compare Mashlamim Bayom, Af Nesachim Bayom. That is what he heard Rav Yirmiya saying in the name of Rav Yishua ben Levi. So Rav Dimi said, Amar, I ashkechei inish, tichsiv igrisa. If I found a mailbag, sholchei le Rav Yosef, I'll send Rav Yosef back the following. Velotismi minchas nesachim imas isan. And you wouldn't have to delete minchas nesachim from the previous brisa that we had. Why? Velokasha. Well, what do we say? Oh, bayom. No, this is the difference. V'lokasha. Kam b'nesachem ha'bon b'me'azevach. Kam b'nesachem ha'bon b'fnei atzman. Right? There's, depends. If the nesachem that are coming bayom, so then with the zevach, so then those have to be bayom. But the ones that are b'fnei atzman, so then those could be even at night. Period. Totally tangentially. The next five lines are brought up here. Hidden away, tucked away in Maseches Temura. You wouldn't have thought. But because the lesson that Rav Dimi used was, if I would send a letter, I would write down this chiddush, and I would send a letter back. So now the Gemara says, is that really true? Are you allowed to write down Torah? Ve'i havi le'igrasa mi'efsha le'mishlacha. Would it be mutter? Ve'ha'amar Rabbi Abba, b'reid Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba, amar Rabbi Yochanan, kos ve'halachis, kisoref haTorah. You write down halachas, it's like you're burning Torah. What does that mean? It's pretty bad. What does that mean? Rashi has two deis. Rashi says, either number one, because we know there was a gzeira derabanan, that you're, when there's a fire on Shabbos, what are you allowed to save, what are you not allowed to save? So the Gemara is, right, we did this in Shabbos. Ein matzil in osan b'Shabbos b'dayat zleika. You don't save kisvi HaKodesh, because it doesn't have full kedusha, because you weren't supposed to write it down. Right, so kids, so it's like, so you're like burning a Torah by writing it down. Or Rashi says the other pshat is that no, asr l'shahosan ksuvim the Torah shebal pehu, or just stam. It's you're not allowed to hold it because the Torah shebal pehu written down. So kosvi a Torah, kosvi halachas, kosvi a Torah, vehalamein mehen eno notal schar. And if you learn from such items, there's no schar. So how could Rav Dimi say he was going to do this? So answers the Gemara. Darash Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmani miturgamine deresh lakish. I'm sorry. How can you? This is a continuation of the question. So kasev echa momer ksov lecha es hadvarim ha'ela. What Bazar says? Write this down. Vekasev echad omer ki alpi hadvarim ha'ela. Alpi lomer lecha. This is the source for the chiluk between the two Torahs. Lomer lecha dvarim she'alpe. You can't mix and match. There are two types of Torahs: the written law and the oral law. You can't write the oral. You can't verb. You can't say over the written without looking inside. V'tana devei Rabbi Yishmael. K'sov l'cha has a dvarma eila. Eila ata kosev, aval ein ata kosev halachos. Question mark. So we have this isser. Answers the Gemara, and then we'll talk. Amri Dilma Milsa Chadasa Shiny. Maybe something new is different. A Davar Chiddush. That's new. Deha Reb Yochanan Veresh Lakish Ma'ayne B'Sifra Da'agadata B'Shabsa. Because Reb Yochanan Veresh Lakish used to be Ma'ayin in the Agada on Shabbos. V'Darshi Achi, and they used to Darshan. They used to be Ma'ayin B'Sifra Da'agadata. Even they weren't supposed to do that. A time to do something for God, one can desecrate. Be made for your Torah. Amri muktav sheteaker os achas sheba Torah v'altishtakech Torah miYisrael. Better to uproot one letter of the Torah and not let Torah be forgotten. This was the reason why they studied Agadat on Shabbos, and this obviously was the reason, the famous reason, that Torah was written down bechlal. Torah was not supposed to be written down. The Rambam tells us in the beginning of Mishnah Torah. The Rambam says in his Hakdamah, remember the Rambam has four pages of a Hakdamah about the Shalshelas HaMesorah before, from the times of Adam HaRishon and Moshe Rabbeinu all the way until Ravina and Ravashi, says the Rambam, Umimos Moshe Arad Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Lo Chibru Chibur Shemalam Deno Sabar Abim Betar Shabal Peh. There was no Chibur that was taught. What does it mean that you weren't allowed to write down Torah Shabbat Peh? The Rambam says that doesn't mean physically writing. You are allowed to write it down for your own private use. You were allowed to have your own private notebooks. You just weren't allowed to publish a sefer that was going to be learned Barabim. That's the Isser of Dvarim. Well, you had to remember everything and then... No, the Rambam says you were allowed to write it down. And other sources say, but that was for your own private usage. Ela b'chol dar b'adar, rosh bezin o nabi sheyib oso adar, kosev la'atzmo, zichron b'shmuel sheshama mirabosav, v'umalamid al pet barabim. V'chein ko echad v'echad, kosev la'atzmo, kefi kocho, mi bir ha-toro, mi ochosea, kamo sheshama, o mi dvarim sheneschashu b'chol dar b'adar, bedinim shalom demi bi ha-shmua. So that was all until Rabbeinu HaKadosh, until Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi came along. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi came along and said, "I we can't have this. Even though everybody has their own private notebooks, its Torah is going to be forgotten. Because as we get along, you know, maybe people don't take the greatest notes. Maybe it's going to get smudged out. Maybe this, maybe that. V'hu kabatz kol ha'shmuos v'chol ha'dinim." So he took all the notebooks that he could find and all the discussions that he could find, and he put it together. V'chiber me'akol sefer ha'mishnah v'shinenu barabim v'niklo l'chol Yisrael v'kasvuhu kulam. Sounds like from the Rambam that it was written down. It's known as a machlokas Rashi Rambam, whether Yehuda HaNasi just collected and formulated the Mishnah or actually put it to writing. The Rambam says in a few places, wrote it. Rashi in a few places seems to say he might have just gotten it together, but the formal writing was a later generation. But either way, this is the Rambam, and this is Eislas Lashem, Hefer Torah Secha, right? This is the source of it. By the way, what did the Gemara say? It's a milsa da'avida, right? It could be lost, and that's why there was a heta to write it. The Beis Yosef in Tavkuf Memhei writes, quoting the Smak, this is the reason why you're allowed to write Chidushi Torah on Chol HaMoed. That's also Davar HaAvid. Right, writing on, or other things, Einot Tzarchina, I'll let her write, but Davar HaAvid, one is allowed to write. The big discussion right here, where the action is, where you're ever going to have a Tosas and Tzmura quoted, there are a few of them, but here's one of them, Dav Lamed is also another one coming up later, but you're down on a base, top Tosas, how do we daven in the morning? Dvarim She Bichsav Iyat HaRish Olam Ar Nalpeh. That means the written law, you're not allowed to say orally. What does that mean? It means you have to say it out of a cloth. How could I daven out of a sitter? How could I say Psuka de Zimra? How could I say Kriyashma? How do I do any of that? That's Dvarim Shebichsav, Iyatar Shayla Omer Nalpeh. What, Eis Lasos Lashem? No, that only worked the other way. Maybe everybody should have to have a cloth in front of them when they daven. Right, so how does that work? Tosas has two crucial answers, and the other Rishonim have other crucial answers. Answer number one, Tosas says, maybe this only applies to Chumash, and not to Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So that helps with all Psuka de Zimra. Right, Tehillim doesn't count. Din Lahakman, isn't it Tosas calls it Chumash also. That's an old word, Chumash. De Ein Lahakman Rasha Kasav Bechumash. Amnam Kasha. What about Vayosh Hashem? What about Kriyashma? So Tosas answers, here it is. De Ein Lahakman Ala Badavar Shem Motzi Acher Midei Chovasan. The Isser only applies where you're trying to be Motzi somebody with something. If you're saying it yourself, that's fine, no problem. So where does this come up? When is somebody trying to be Motzi? So in a week, a week from tonight, when we all, Beit Hashem, hear the Megillah, no problem, because that's being read mitoch haksav. So he could read it for me, the Baal Kori, and I can listen. Where does this come up? Comes up by Haftorah. By Haftorah. If I say that there's again, it's a chufas at Sibur, but if I want to be Yotzei, the reading of the Haftorah, the poskim say, you have to read it yourself. You can't be Yotzei from the Baal Kori, unless he's reading it from a cloth too. Right, some shuls have klafim. But if he doesn't have a klaf, so that's one place where it would come up, where there's a kriya that somebody's doing for me to be motzi me. Where else do we have kriyas of psukim? Right, Rav Shomer ben Israel, that's not, you don't have to do that. The brachas bar per agafen. Kiddush is not our psukim. So, but either way, this is a crucial tosfos that is quoted. That is number two. By the way, why are, according to the first day of Tosfos, why only by Torah are you makpid and not by others? So if you look in the Shilu Kabbat, it says Os Lama Dalid, because this mitzvah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu and there was no Nevi'im and Ksuvim yet. So that's why it might be limited to Torah, because Hashem says to Moshe, don't mix up Torah Shebichlam and Torah Shebalpeh. When Moshe got this din, there was no Nevi'im and Ksuvim. The Tur in Simon Memtes, Arachayim, quotes another answer, and that is, maybe it doesn't apply by Dvarim HaShigurim Befi Kol. Maybe by Tfilas, that everybody knows, or fluent, this just doesn't apply by those. Maybe the answer applies by, what's the Svara? The Svara is you can't say Dvarim Shebichlam Balpeh, because you might mess up. So, but it's Varma Shagur, but Fiko, everybody knows it. So nobody's going to mess up. There's no worry. And therefore, it is okay. Finally, the last answer, which also is important. Two answers in Tosfos, then the one answer in the Tur. Rabbeinu Yonah in Bracha says this does not apply by Krios, which are Michuyavos. Krios that are Michuyavos that you have to do, there's no such Isser. And therefore, by Kriyashma, you have a Chiv to say it. So there's no Isser. And he also quotes, for example, Kriyas Karbanos. Obviously, you have a chiyuv to say it, so it doesn't apply. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah that's always quoted, as you have to say Karbanos every morning. He is the one that says it in this context. To answer this question, Kriyas Karbanos is a chiyuv. Okay, obviously, a lot more. But now we get back to Maseches Temura. Viter. Amar of Papa. Hashad the Amr Nisakal and Babifri Asma Kriyavid Afilu Balayla. Now that we said that Kriya, that Nisachim can be brought b'fnei Atzman, even Balayla, says the Gemara, Nizdamnu Nisachim Balayla, Makdishin Balayla u'makriven. So, if somebody's Nizdamei Nisachim Balayla, if they happen to get Nisachim, they didn't have a chance to do it earlier, they could even be Makdishin at night. If you say you can bring it at night, you can even be Makdishin at night. Amalei Rav Yosei Breder of Sham Yola Rav Papa, Tani Zemasalei Alecha. I'll bring you a proof. Zehaklal. Kalakori bayom ino kadosh ala bayom. Kalakori balayla kadosh balayla. We just said before. Right? And therefore, this could be hukrav balayla. So it could be hukras balayla. Amar Avada Bar Ava, he adds, the Alos HaShachar Poselas Bahen Ke'evarim. But Alos HaShachar Pasels. What does that mean? If you're makdish it at night, in the Kli, you have to be makravit at night. That's the halacha, and Alos HaShachar would pasel. If you aren't, you would put it in the Kli yet, or it's from earlier, then you can wait till the next day. But this has a psolina like Evarim. Alos HaShachar. Period. There's another girsa here that's quoted in the Rishonim. Olas HaShachar, the Ola, but we're going to go with our girsa. Period. So we're going to darshin the pasuk that we had previously, but now every phrase. What does that mean? Elechovos habos chova beregel. The carbon that you have to bring beregel. Levan min idrechem in advoseichem. Limin al nadar min adavash shekriven b'chol shamoi. They could even be brought a chalamoi. Ulo olaseichem. That teaches me. But mechas medaber. What olas are we talking about? Iba olas neder harik faramur nidrechem. Viba olas adava harik faramur ben advoseichem. What is this word ola teaching me that could be brought on yantif? Those also can be brought on Yantif. What's that referring to? Those are the minchas that can be brought. So that's why this gemara is here, because we dashed this before. Makish nesachim l'shlamim, mashlamim bayom, af nesachim bayom. Last one, ulishalmeichem, l'rabo shalmei nazir. Period. That's where all of these are included. A little bit more, and then we'll stop. Amalei Abaya, Velei Mamar, Shalmei Pesach. Why do you say Shalmei Nazir? What about Shalmei Pesach? The Shalmei Nazir, Nidav and Nidavu, is Shalmei Nazir. I'm saying Shalmei Nazir, Nidav and Nidavu. That's already included also in the earlier part of the Pasuk of Neder and Nadava. Tatanya, Zakla, Kalshu Nidav and Nidav, Karab Bebamas Yachid, Vesheino Nidav and Nidav. You could bring any nedava and neder on a bamas yachid, as we discussed a couple of days ago, what the definition is. So why do you say that the word ula shalmeichem in the pasuk is including shalmei nazir? That's included in the previous part of the pasuk. So put in shalmei pesach. So Gemara says, okay, sami mika naziris. Take out naziris. You're right. Naziris should not be an example of a nidav and nidav in the second brisa. Period. So you know what? Let's stop here. Let's stop by Miika, and so we'll continue. We have to get into Shlomo and talk about Nazirus and Chevron and others. So Bezrim, we'll stop here and we will continue. Parsha Shir tonight. Hopefully there's an Ian Shir that's up. It was given last night, all about Paraduma and Tamei HaMitzvos. And Bezrim, we will continue.